Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
When it comes to reaching health goals, it's all about Noom. They empower you with tools you'll need to change your habits. Get a free trial today. Go to Noom.com/herd, Noom.com/herd. 10 minutes a day is all you got to give to it. Aqib Talib's going to get some Hall of Fame votes. He played in the NFL for 12 seasons. Half he was a pro bowler. He's got Call to the Booth. He's got a new podcast, Aqib Talib and Harrison Sanford. And he is now joining us live just north of Dallas, Texas. So it's funny. I'm watching that game last night. And there are some guys, I've heard Aqib, I've heard some NFL guys say about, it's rubbed some of his teammates the wrong way. You know, he's very optimistic and he's on the straight and narrow and Russell Wilson. And I mean, you played with Tom Brady. He's on the straight and narrow. How do players look at guys like that? Maybe they're not edgy, but they just win a bunch of games. I mean, how did you look at Brady? And when you look at Russell Wilson, what do you see?
I love him, man. Me personally, I don't want my quarterback to be the hoorah, the talking, you know, the yapping guy. Let the DBs and the receivers, you know, let us do that. Our quarterbacks, we want them to be the leaders, the straight and narrow, like you said. You know, all about business. They always say the right things, man. They put guys in position. I want my quarterback to be that, so it's fine with me. I love it.
What do you think of Russell Wilson? What do you see? What do you like about him?
Man, he is the best in the league, in my opinion. You put him, Tom, I could argue with you all day over him and Tom, who the best. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pick one of those two guys. But his deep ball is the best in the league. His escapability and his ability to create time in that pocket is the best in the league. And he's a leader, man. The part that we don't see, the part off the field, the part in the locker room, man, he's a leader, man. So I love Russell, man. He's, in my opinion, he's 1A right now in the league.
Yeah. So, you played with Brady for years, and this Tampa defense is young. Mm. It is young. It is super fast. And it's funny, when Brady has a good defense, he doesn't have to take as many risks. And I look at this defense, and I think to myself, this reminds me of his best New England defenses, where he doesn't have to take, you know, do you think Tom, when he had his best defenses, when you were with him in New England, that understood that he didn't have to take big risks?
Yeah, I mean, it allows Tom to just play his game, man. You don't have to play fearless. He never plays like he's scared, but he could play fearless, man. He just, you know, take the reads, throw the ball however they come to him, man, knowing that I got a defense who could stop some people. If it came down to the last drive, he got a great defense who could stop some people. I mean, Colin, you say they're young, but with JPP and Shaq and Vontae Davis, I mean, you got, with Sue in there, you got some vets. They're young, but you got enough vets in there who will hold everybody accountable and make sure everybody know their job. That's one of the most important things on defense to me.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody got to know their job, and vets make you know your job.
How surprised are you? I watched the Patriots just disassemble the Raiders. Just take that offense and just nothing. I mean, it was all field goals. It kept them, and I just like that offense is nothing but talent for Vegas. Take me inside. What is Belichick to that everybody else doesn't? Like, why? What is it about the secret sauce with that defense? You played there for years.
I think Bill, and I had this conversation in the DB room last year. I mean, I remember one time, I'm like, man, why are we doing this? We need to do like Bill, and this is what Bill do. Bill take away whatever you do best. Bill make sure you're not going to do that today, first of all. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like as a D coordinator, if you're setting up a plan to stop somebody this week, we got to stop what they do best. And you would be surprised, Colin, not all defensive coordinators do that. Some defensive coordinators just run their stuff and they try to stop you the best they can running their stuff. Bill will switch it up. He'll run whatever it takes to stop what you do best. You won't do that today, man. So that's why he's super successful, in my opinion.
So when you were in New England, was there ever a time that Bill gave you an assignment and you didn't even love the assignment, but he came to you and said, listen, man, this is what I need you to do, and you disagreed with it. You didn't like it. I mean, did you always agree with him?
I say I always agree with him because my assignments would be like follow Anquan Boldin. Or, hell yeah, that's what I want to do. Follow Josh Gordon. Yeah, that's what I want to do. So follow Andre Johnson. So, I mean, he just had me following guys. So you following guys to me, that's putting me at CB1, and I'm welcoming all challenges. So I loved every job he gave me, really.
All right, Green Bay last night, you look at them. When you look around that team, does Green Bay look like a Super Bowl team to you or close but no cigar?
I think they can compete. I don't know if they can get over the hump. Honestly, Colin, they can win it any day, man. Aaron Rodgers, he throwing the ball to anybody. You know, he throwing the ball to any and everybody. Mercedes Lewis catching touchdowns. Man, he's like 38, something like that, man. No, Devontae is like Aaron Rodgers don't miss a beat. So I think at any given day, Aaron Rodgers could catch fire. And if that was the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl, man, at any moment, you could put me out there at receiver and Aaron Rodgers would make me look like an all-pro, you know. So I just got to keep moving. As long as I run my slant and stay on the move, I think he'll hit me. You know what I'm saying? So I think they can. I think they can get it done. I like Green Bay. I like Seattle. And I like Tampa Bay. And I like them Rams, man. I like them teams to be able to, at any moment, at any period, 3 weeks in a row, they could absolutely catch fire and be unstoppable.
By the way, you were with Sean McVay for 2 years. They fell into a huge hole yesterday, came back and would have won the game, but there was a lousy call at the end of it. So when you were with McVay, I mean, he was like a kid. He was like a little kid. When you first got there, did you think to yourself, this guy's like, he's like 30 years old. Were you shocked how good he was?
I was shocked by how smart he was. I was shocked by how smart he was, and I was shocked by how much of a leader he was. But I'm like, man, he my age. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a player. He's a coach. And everybody respect him like he's Bill Belichick over there. So he carries himself a certain way, man, and he carries himself in a way that demands respect. And I think his leadership is why the Rams are so good.
Yeah. So let me ask you. So Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson meet tonight. So Mahomes is overwhelmingly a pocket guy. Lamar's a pocket guy, but is lethal running. So in your career, which is 5 years with the Bucs, Broncos, Patriots, Rams, if I said to you, you got to face one of these, Mahomes, who you know is going to throw, Lamar, you think is mostly going to throw, what would you, as a top corner in your prime, what would you rather face?
If we're talking about no-fly zone Denver, it matter what team I'm on, Kyle. It matter what team I'm on. So if we was on that no-fly zone, that Denver team, then I'd probably rather face Mahomes. We know we're going to get some good pressure on them. We know we got the guys who can match up and play man against these guys, and we like our chances. But if I'm on, you know, one of those Buccaneers defenses, then I probably want to play Lamar because, I mean, we might not have the guys to match up. Our rush is not as good. So it's your poison. You just pick your poison with those guys, man. You got to have somebody to worry about Lamar. Me, in my opinion, man, any given day, I'd probably rather play against Lamar just because I feel like Patrick Mahomes, he throws better balls. He throws better deep balls. He throws better outside balls to the receiver. So, of course, I want to go against the least accurate quarterback.
Right. So who was the best quarterback you ever faced? Like, did you ever face a quarterback that you could have good coverage and it didn't matter on the out routes? That you knew on an out route there was not much you could do. He would throw it better than you could cover it.
Yeah, I say Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, man. Those was the guys who I could have great coverage and he'll still find a way to put it low and outside or high and outside and DT will still be able to catch it. Or, you know what I'm saying, Edelman will still be able to catch a ball. Or those guys just totally dry the bus when it comes to the game, man. So it's more than just throws to me. It's leadership on the field, man. Guys who breathe confidence throughout the rest of the guys. And, you know, every receiver who go there seems like he's an all-pro.
that happens with Brady and Manning. Finally, yes. So you live in Texas, not far from, you know, Cowboy Nation. They lose a close game. So in Dallas this morning, if you were driving around, you turn on the radio, what are fans saying? What is the feeling in Cowboy Nation this morning, Aqib?
I think Cowboy Nation is it's almost like a moral victory, I'll say, man. I don't really believe in moral victories, but I think the nation felt like, man, we lost to two good teams.
Right.
We lost to two really good teams. It was two really good early tests for the Cowboys, and I think they like where they at. I think they like where they at. They went on the road to play in L.A. and competed, and then, you know, they lost here to Seattle. They went on the road to Seattle, and they lost. But I feel like they feel like, man, we where we need to be. Dak looking good. And now we just got to find a way to take a couple points, 6 to 8 points off the board, man. And I think the Cowboys Nation think they'd be fine.
Do you think, like even losing close yesterday, you don't lose a locker room? I mean, have you ever had a losing record early in the season in the NFL? But the locker room was great. Guys knew it was a good team. You just couldn't get breaks.
Yeah, I think that's what the Cowboys is on right now, man. They know they got a good team. I bet you they came out. I bet you they'll come out today, or if they have practice today or tomorrow or Wednesday or whenever. It's going to be a good vibe. It's going to be up-tempo, man. Those guys know they good. They know they played two of probably the playoff teams we'll see. Two playoff teams with the Rams and the Seahawks. They lost to two good playoff teams, man, and I think they feel good about their team. They wish they had won those games, but I definitely think they feel good about their team. And nah, locker room is just fine.
All right. Aqib Talib, multiple-time Pro Bowler. Good talking to you, buddy. Listen to his podcast. It's called Call to the Booth. I appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate it, Colin. You know I love coming on, man.
We love having you. Aqib Talib. No, I mean, here's the good news if you're the Cowboys. Are the Seahawks a top five team? Yep. Are the Rams a top 10 team? They really, to be honest, I'm not, no excuses, but they beat Buffalo. There was a horrible call at the end. It happened, so it goes as an L. But if you're flying back from L.A., from Buffalo to L.A., every guy in that plane's like, we got hosed. Now, you don't want to go on and on about it, but everybody in that locker room's thinking, that was a horrible call. So, and again, it was a very close game. Buffalo, big lead. Rams fought back. But it's not like Goff struggled. I mean, Goff had a ton of yards. They ran the football. Rams did a lot good. So if you're the Cowboys, you're like, well, if the schedule gave us Seattle and L.A. at home, where Dak plays much better, we'd be fine. We just got those guys on the road. So you can, let me tell you something. The psychology in the NFL is really powerful. You can talk your thing. You can talk your way into a lot of things in the NFL. And Dallas at 1-2 probably does think. We get the Rams in Seattle at home. It's not the way the schedule rolls. You know what Dallas is thinking? If it wasn't for that crappy call with that official pass interference, we'd be 2-1, having beaten the Rams in Atlanta. Now, I could make the argument, if not for an onside kick, you'd be 0-3. But that's what you talk yourself into in the NFL. You talk yourself into wins. And I think the Rams flew back from Buffalo and thought, we kind of won that game. It was a bad call. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Jets need a lot more than just the mentality.
Oh, yeah.
They suffered another embarrassing loss yesterday, falling to the Colts 36-7. All three of their games this year have been double-digit losses, placing head coach Adam Gase firmly in the hot seat, but he insists he is not focusing on his job security.
I'm going to do what I always do, come back to work tomorrow and try to get things fixed. I mean, that's something I can't worry about. I got to focus on getting our guys right.
I do think it's odd. They just always, have you ever noticed at the skill positions, like running back and wide receiver, guys are always hurt. It's almost like you can make a decision and guys don't want to play. I don't know. It's weird. It's like this is the second year in a row. Like nobody, I mean, they can literally not keep any skill position players healthy.
I just think, look, I mean, obviously they need talent, right? They need talent. They need a better offensive line. They need pieces. They need a system and a culture. I just feel like the Jets are an organization that needs a big personality and stars. Like they're a little different than the Giants. The Giants are a little more traditional.
Blue blood.
Yeah, like they can.
IBM.
Everyone needs stars to win, right? Like it's not like crazy. You need talent to win at the end of the day. But their cultures are different, and Gase just doesn't really fit that. He's not the New York Jets to me.
No, the Giants have won Super Bowls with like Phil Simms and Jeff Hostetler and Mark Bavaro, like and Eli Manning, where you're good players. But the Jets were great when they had Joe Namath. Like the Jets are like the little cousin to the Giants, like the Mets are to the Yankees. And when the Mets were good, they had wild personalities and took over the city. And the Jets are, they're in need. Yeah, I'll give you a guy I would call. I'd call Urban Meyer. I'll say it again. I'd call Lincoln Riley and Urban Meyer. And those are the guys I'd be interested in. You if you don't get Trevor Lawrence, you've got to save Sam Darnold.
I don't know how you pass up on Trevor Lawrence. I don't care what team it is.
So let me ask you. I was talking to a buddy, but Jason McIntyre called me yesterday. He goes, if you're the Jets and you get the number one pick, would you trade Sam Darnold? I said, I'd trade Daniel Jones. Darnold, though, if I could get 3 ones, 3 twos, and a starter. If you gave me a starting right tackle, 3 number ones and 2 number twos, I would make the move and I would trade Trevor.
Sam Darnold.
Give me a starting, because the left tackle is set for the Jets. He's great. Give me a starting right tackle and then give me 3 number ones. So now the Jets already have multiple ones because of the trades they made. So the Jets could have 3 first-round picks and 3 second-round picks the next couple of years. That's like 7, 8 new players. If you can, Joe Douglas can draft, you build a really formidable roster.
If you know what you're doing in the draft, yeah. But I just think there's certain organizations that can get away with that. I don't know if you can do that in New York.
That's
because
fair.
If Trevor Lawrence turns out to be
great, you're
an all-time
crushed.
Great, you do not survive that. Like, they will never forgive you.
If you have Trevor Lawrence and a team, you do a deal with a team, you make sure you send him to the NFC. If you're the Giants, you send him to the AFC. If you're going to make a move with Trevor Lawrence and say no.
Yeah, you can't be facing him.
Yeah, it's like what they did, like Bill did to Garoppolo. Okay, you go over to the NFC. I'm not facing you twice a year. I'm not gonna get in a rotation.
Right, because if you turn out to be as good as everyone thinks, it's going to be on you forever.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it's kind of coming down to Thursday night for the Jets because they have the Broncos, which is, in theory, a winnable game.
Totally like, winnable game.
Then they have the Cardinals, and then the Chargers, and then the Bills, and then the Chiefs and the Patriots. So you need to get something started.
Thursday night
is the week to do it.
Yeah, next 3 weeks, Gase has to win 2 of those 3 to keep this, because he's not going to win those games against the Patriots.
Right. So the Lions finally got in the win column, snapping an 11-game losing streak with a 26-23 win over the Cardinals. Detroit took advantage of Kyler Murray's 3 interceptions, scoring 10 points off of those turnovers. And with the tie game in the 4th, Matthew Stafford used the final 4 minutes and 49 seconds to drive down the field and set up the game-winning field goal. So
I feel
the
like
Lions
they were,
get a win.
They were owed one. They'd lost a lot of heartbreakers.
Well, the Lions are also they're similar to the Falcons, where it's like you feel like they have talent. Everyone's always in Matthew Stafford's corner. They have pieces here and there. They can never really get it together. And obviously, not a huge fan of their coaching situation either.
Right.
But Kyler Murray's going to have a game like that. He's still developing, and he is still so fun to watch.
Oh yeah,
like his moves, he's just slippery. Like,
right.
he just plants his foot and he's gone. But good win for the Lions yesterday. So the Ravens and the Chiefs face off tonight on Monday Night Football. It's the third time that Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes will play each other. The Chiefs got the win in the first 2 matchups. But tonight, according to Fox Bet, the Ravens are favored over the defending champs by 3.5 points.
My only bet is Baltimore will lead. Kansas City is a slow starting team. So the key is, if the Ravens get a lead, a 10-0, 14-0 lead, is Kansas City's defense good enough to just shut down the run? See, I think this has a chance to be lopsided, because Baltimore's going to win. They're going to lead this game. But Kansas City has got this kind of mentality, almost like they know they can. They're a great come from, like Seattle.
Yeah, there's no lead too big for the Chiefs.
But Baltimore starts running the football, start double-teaming Chris Jones and start running it, you don't get the ball back. And then you get this Mahomes where it's like he's on the bench for 7 minutes. He's on the bench for real-time 20 minutes, game-time 9 minutes, and you get him out of sorts. I like Baltimore in this game.
I could see Baltimore taking a lead in this game. But again, like, the Chiefs are not afraid of those situations. I'm really looking forward to this tonight, though.
Same. Great game. And then, of course, tomorrow is the big debate. Trump-Biden. Neither join, I know, if we're going to be able to stomach it.
I don't know if I can do it.
I can't watch uncomfortable. I can't do it.
I know, I cannot. Can't sit through it.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Coming up to finalize our show on a Monday, we have a couple of highlights we haven't shown you yet. The 3-word game is coming up next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades. Real world proven for difficult weather. They last 2 times longer than other blades. Available only at Walmart. Best for last. It is time, Joy. Every NFL game can mostly be described, we think, in 3 words. Here we go.
Rams at Bills.
Buffalo almost melted. They had a 28-3 lead. and Josh Allen had to save him at the end. Third straight game for him, 300-plus passing yards. Oh, by the way, in his last 14 games, the former turnover machine has 23 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Josh Allen saves the day late. They get an officiating break, and Buffalo wins, although they almost melted.
Bears at Falcons.
Nick of time. Falcons are the first team in NFL history to lose multiple games in a single season while leading by 15-plus points in the fourth quarter. But this was about Nick Foles, who has always had a whip, who has always let her rip, who may not be the most mobile guy or a guy you don't want to build the franchise around. But Nick Foles came in, 3 touchdowns, all 3 came in the fourth quarter, and the Bears remain somehow undefeated.
Texans at Steelers.
Are the Steelers good? They're 3-0, but their opponents are all 0-3. Now, here's the good news. Pittsburgh overcame an 11-point deficit. They did not have a turnover. They had the current longest turnover streak in the NFL. And their defense shut out the Texans in the second half. So I think they're good.
Bengals at Eagles.
When's it over? Carson Wentz leads the NFL in all the bad stats. Turnover 7, passer rating lowest, yards per attempt lowest, 8 giveaways this year, most in the NFL.
49ers at Giants.
Start judging now. Joe Judge, they didn't score a touchdown against the injury-riddled 49ers. They're last in everything. Nick Mullins and the Niners outgained the Giants by 190 yards. The Giants' 38 total points scored this season, 31st in the NFL. Joe Judge, another Belichick disciple, off to a rocky start.
Raiders at Patriots.
Yes, they can. Season high 250 rushing yards, 30 plus points in the last 2 games. This was all Rex Burkhead, Sony Michel. Young kid named Taylor, small running back out of the backfield. First week and this week, Cam Newton in the running game delivered.
Titans at Vikings.
Vrabel just wins. Titans have won 6 of their last 7 games, including the playoffs. Ryan Tannehill has 6 game-winning drives in his last 16 starts. That's notable. They overcame
Washington at Browns.
Okay, Baker manages game. This is how you win in Cleveland. Baker Mayfield now has a 6-1 career record when passing 26 or fewer times. 117 passer rating against one of the NFL's elite pass rushes in Washington. Rely on the run with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Do not ask Baker Mayfield to do what he can't do. Ask him to be a good off-speed pitch for a tremendously gifted running game.
Panthers at Chargers.
This almost worked. Roll it. Yes, last play of the game, had they been able to connect on this lateral, Keenan Allen to Austin Eckler, it was a touchdown, and they would have pulled off a miraculous win late against Carolina. Oh,
Jets
so
at Colts.
Gase is closed. 30th career loss for Adam Gase of 10-plus points. The Jets rank last in the NFL in point differential. And maybe most disheartening about all of it, Sam Darnold is massively regressing. 2 pick sixes for the USC kid. Offensive line is bad. Nobody disputes that. The receiving core is depleted, and Le'Veon Bell's not healthy. But when Ryan Tannehill gets better and your guy Sam Darnold gets worse, Adam Gase wins Thursday or he's fired.
Cowboys at Seahawks.
Record-setting Russ. Multiple receivers. Running back got hurt. first player with 4+ touchdown passes in the first 3 games of a season in NFL history. Poise, accuracy, calm. He has become the best football player on earth. Yes, better than the 2 tonight, more seasoned. Nobody. The last drive was perfect. He gave you everything, and he did it with an average receiving core and a below-average offensive line, and his running back was also hurt on the last drive.
Bucks at Broncos.
League's best defense. You can't run on Tampa. It's been decided. The Bucks' run defense has held the last 9 opponents to less than 100 yards. That's the longest active streak. They also get a pass rush. They are hyper-athletic. They've got a mix of some veteran players and some youth. I think right now this is the best defense and one of the best coach defenses. Tom Brady, again, has a Super Bowl-level defensive side.
Lions at Cardinals.
Kyler finally struggles. 3 picks, looked a little out of sorts. A 72 passer rating, it should be noted. Arizona's in a rebuild. This is not a great offensive line, but it looked a little choppy. It looked a little sloppy. And Kyler Murray, this is the difference between like a Russell Wilson and a Kyler Murray. It's that consistency, that efficiency week after week. Kyler was a little scrambled, a little out of sorts, and had finally a bad game.
Packers at Saints.
Mr. Rodgers' neighborhood. Highest scoring team in the NFL. Now, you can't use defense as an excuse. They blew out Detroit. Well, Detroit won yesterday. They blew out Minnesota. Minnesota had a lead on Tennessee late. They really handled the Saints, even though it was close on the scoreboard. And the Saints beat Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. So this is an offense that's humming. I do wish they would have drafted a wide receiver in the second round. I think they need another component vertically. But Devontae Adams, when he is healthy, they now have some tight ends that yesterday made some plays. That was crucial. Good for them.
Chiefs at Ravens.
Ravens get the lead. Do you know the only team in the NFL, the only team in the entire league not to score a point in the first quarter is the Kansas City Chiefs? That makes no sense. Don't know what it is. Some teams are good early. Some are good late. Ravens will get a lead tonight. The question is, can Kansas City stay close and get the ball back as Baltimore probably leans downhill? Yeah, the Russell Wilson game. You know, Mahomes was obviously great and Lamar's great, but you just watch Russell Wilson and that drive at the end of the game. I mean, the guy is just so spectacular and just everything you'd want. You know, and you forget this, as a lot of things you don't see. You don't see him in the huddle. You don't hear him at the line of scrimmage. Just the ability, like Russell Wilson, to just kind of feel the pocket. You know, just kind of, no panic, just kind of a sense. He just kind of, you know, and Dallas actually had a fairly formidable pass rush. Alden Smith has had a great season so far. And it's just kind of an understanding of how much time I have. The Seahawks left tackle Dwayne Brown is very good. After that, I think it's a pretty average offensive line. But Trent Dilfer earlier on why Russell Wilson is different from all the other great quarterbacks.
You know, we have these conversations, who's the greatest quarterback? And right now in the NFL, it's so hard to say who the best is because there's so many great ones. Quarterback's never been better. But to me, it always came down to who's the most successful, who dominates the game when everybody in the world knows you're going to throw. Which quarterback in that moment can still take over? And to me, that's where Russell's really separated himself. There's a ton of production. The numbers are incredible. But in those critical moments when everybody knows what's going to happen, he somehow still finds a way to be successful. My jaw drops every time I see it.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the difference with Mahomes and Russell Wilson. The difference is Lamar is great sometimes when you know he's throwing, but he doesn't quite feel the same as a trailing quarterback, as a leading quarterback. He plays very much downhill. And that, to me, is like the progression from just MVP to legend, is the ability to play from behind. Everybody knows you're throwing. They drop 7 into coverage. That's the difference between Russell and Mahomes, where they've really flourished, and where other really, really good quarterbacks have not flourished as well. All right, good stuff. So tonight, I'll take the Ravens. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'll go with the Ravens also.
Ravens by 6, 8. I think they're going to take a lead and kind of sit on it late and eat up the clock. And great job. Tomorrow we have our herd hierarchy. Tonight's game will decide a lot of where the teams are ranked tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us live in Los Angeles. Speak for yourself is right around the corner. This is the Herd.